GoBerkey.com today.
Head coach of Penn State University. That's where we begin here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Coming up around the bend, we're going to go to Annie Zdarvich, the director of programming for Fox Sports Radio Network. We'll do that. And, of course, around the land, it wasn't just sports people. It was everybody reacting to the scandal at Penn State. And many people thinking Joe Paterno should have been forced out immediately once it was revealed what he apparently knew about Jerry Sandusky, his defensive coordinator for so many years, what had gone on, particularly in this one shower incident that we talked about a lot on previous shows. So this just happened in the evening. There were riots on the Penn State campus in Happy Valley, not so happy. And the question becomes now settling down that university and answering the tough questions of who covered this up, what did they really know, and why wasn't this immediately sent to the cops? Why didn't the police know what was going on with Sandusky? Because it's a criminal act, for goodness sake. Who knows how many boys he molested, what a perfect trap he laid by setting up the charity to help at-risk kids the second mile while he was helping himself to these 10 and 12-year-olds. Just awful. A house of horrors is what it was. So Paterno and the president of the school both lost their jobs. That just happened a short while ago. Again, all over this child sex abuse scandal at Penn State. And Paterno, because so many people were gathering outside his house once again, he came out and just said, what can I say? I'm no longer the coach. It's going to take some time to get used to. It's been 61 years. The crowd went crazy screaming, we love you, Joe. And he screamed, I love you too. His wife was at his side. She was visibly upset, filled with tears. And you could see the pain in her face. John Surma, who's the vice chairman of trustees, said that the president, Graham Spanier, was also being replaced, and Paterno naturally too, that he wouldn't finish the remainder of the season. And I think that's the just end to this for Paterno. He would have made history with another win if they had beaten Nebraska. He didn't deserve to go back on that field. He didn't. Not for what he knew. As I said, Surma was the one who made the shocking announcement. Shocking because it really looked like they were going to just let him say, I'm resigning, and sail off into the sunset. Here's a little bit of the vice chairman of trustees.
My thoughts are like everyone else in the country. It's one of the saddest, most tragic series of events I think we've ever seen. Coach Joe did what he had to do. He's a good friend, and I certainly admire everything he's done in the coaching profession.
Yeah, admiring what he's done in the coaching profession, but also saying that he is out, he's no longer the head coach, and then it's just reaction pouring in from all corners of the land about the Paterno story. He was given the news of the unanimous decision on Wednesday night in a telephone call after all these meetings had taken place by Steve Garvin and by Surma too as well. And asked about Paterno's reaction, you know, Surma said, you know, it's a private discussion I would rather not characterize. And the key thing that they were concerned about is he said he hoped the school's 95,000 students and hundreds of alum would believe the decision was the best in the interest of the university, which, of course, is larger than the athletic programs. They should have thought of that a long time ago. They should have thought of that in 2002, because it's about the victims. I say this all the time with other stories. Why do we not really embrace the victims? It's about the victims, not Joe Paterno. I'm sorry, it's not. It's not about his staff. How does a guy, I still can't reconcile this, How does his receivers coach McQuarrie walk in 2002, see a 10-year-old being sodomized in the shower, and it goes nowhere? He goes home, sleeps on it, comes back, tells some coaches, and that's it? That's where it dies? Immediately, the guy should have been cuffed. There should have been questions. And who knows how many more people, and this is the main thing to me, if I'm one of those family members, how many more people were abused in the interim, 2002, all the way to 2011. Now, the state attorney general, to give you some more nuggets on this, if you've missed a little bit of the story, Linda Kelly's her name, said Monday that the failure of Timothy Curley, who's Penn State's athletic director, and Gary Schultz, the university's senior VP for finance and business, to report the abuse claims likely allowed a child predator, and this was my point all along, and of course immediately in law enforcement they pick it up, to continue to victimize children for years. And this is what happens. Posing as the trusted person, the at-risk kids sometimes are so vulnerable to this. There's so many people that don't care for them. They're discarded in so many ways. And geez, let's get them in a good program with a revered coach of Penn State. Are you kidding? Imagine what they can learn, and that is the tragedy of all of this. It's the tragedy. And I hope both of them, Curley and Schultz, get everything that they deserve. They've been charged with one count of perjury, one count of failure to report suspected abuse, and I wonder why other people weren't charged with that. And certainly this case raises the questions on how Penn State handled the allegations. Where did it go? We don't know where it got stuck in the funnel. I mean, we're surmising what happened, but what truly did happen? How did this, what were the touchstones along the way that immediately this wasn't turned over to the police? So, of course, the Board of Trustees, thinking better upon it after hearing that Paterno was saying he was going to resign, said, oh, no, we're going to first create a special committee to investigate the child rape allegations. And Paterno's gone and the school president is gone. And I can't imagine that the second mile, this and probably there's some good people, by the way, that work for this nonprofit. I can't imagine that this is still standing. Who's taking their kids and who's putting money into the second mile anymore? Because this was the charity that was originally started by Sandusky, and his involvement with him, with the second mile, provided access to untold amount of boys, many vulnerable because of the social situations. I mean, what did he do? This is graphic, but it needs to be graphic because people need to know when they're defending Joe Paterno and the rest of the bunch there. The former coach is said to have engaged in fondling, oral, anal sex with boys for at least 15 years. 15 years. 23 years, Sandusky was the defensive coordinator for the Nittany Lions football team before retiring in 1999. You know what he's free on bail for? You know how much? $100,000. I think they nail him to the wall, and they should. I hope he just goes away for as long amount of time as they can put him away. That would be the best thing possible. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to Andy Zdarovich. Hang with us here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Coming up later in this hour of America Tonight, we'll take you to Michigan and the site of the latest debate, the Republican debate. Remember, the show is going to the first primary in New Hampshire. That should be interesting. And, of course, there were some questions about Herman Cain and then other things relating to the economy. And the governor of Texas was choked up when he was asked what departments he would cut, basically. Ooh, we're going to let you hear that, too. But before we get to all of that, of course, the big story is Penn State's president is removed, and even bigger, Joe Paterno, the iconic coach, is out. He will not coach again for Penn State. He was informed on Wednesday night that he was gone. I already said this. He stumbled out of his house and said, "What can I say? I'm no longer the coach." Joining us now is Annie Zadarovich from the Fox Sports Radio Network. She's the director of programming and one of my pals. Hey, Annie, how are you?
Hi, Kate. How's it going for you tonight?
Well, I'll tell you what, this Joe Paterno story, just so sickening and so sad. When all the details started coming out, I couldn't believe it. You and I have been around sports for a long time. We've been involved with big programs. We've seen how things happen. But I think this is one of the biggest shockers of all time.
This is at our network, it's one of the biggest stories, and I've been at Fox Sports Radio Network for over 11 years now. The Tiger Woods scandal pales in comparison, because that was self-inflicted wounds, and this is something that is just so staggering in the proportion of it. But what's also staggering is that they can be rioting at State College, fighting because Joe Pa is no longer their coach. He hasn't been on the sidelines in like, seems like 2-3 years. I mean, it's just, is that college kids just being stupid college kids? I mean, that just seems preposterous.
Yeah, I would ask that question too, because there's so many students. There's what, 95,000 students, hundreds of of others that were coming into the campus, so that really could have gotten even more out of control. And were they not thinking? Were they not listening to what the stories were? I don't care if you're 19 years old or 22 years old. Certainly, they're smart enough to realize what had happened there. And who knows how this all got caught in the pipeline. What were a lot of your callers saying? Because, of course, you have callers all over the country, just like we do on this network.
Callers overwhelmingly, 85, close to 90%, was that Joe Pa had to go. Joe Pa, just didn't do enough. Two words, cover-up. I mean, this is one of the biggest cover-ups. And you know, what our audience was saying was amazing, and it was true. You think about the fact, look at what we did with Jim Tressel over some cats for memorabilia. And Reggie Bush, because he paid for a mortgage for his parents' home. Nothing compares in college football to what this is. This is a criminal act, and it's almost like they just allowed this man to continue. And when you think of the fact that he was on campus working out in the facilities just last week, how does a man like Joe Paterno, who I before this night never thought anything of ill will towards Joe Paterno, and still don't. But how does someone with this moral compass look at that Sandusky every day or every other day or once a week, knowing what that man did? It blows your mind. It truly does blow your mind.
Yeah, I think so, too. And do you think that probably, and you know how these news cycles go, and it's just the same thing in sports news, do you think we're ever going to really find out, though, what Joe Paterno knew, all the details of how much he knew and that kind of stuff? Because I don't know. I mean, who knows? We know he knew stuff. But what did he know, and how come this wasn't passed on to the police? Do you think we'll find that out?
I think we'll find out a lot of stuff. I think part of it is his age, and that is a big factor here. I don't even know if Joe Paterno really even understands the magnitude of this. It seems sad to me that he's like one of those guys probably walking around in his slippers on his kitchen, going, yeah. Why'd they let me go? Why'd they let me go? What'd I do? And they just don't understand the magnitude. It's like the kids from Penn State rioting now. It's like, do you understand the magnitude? Has everyone forgotten about what this is? This is the Sandusky, if this turns out to be true, is a predator of mammoth proportions, and he did it for years, and all these people just let him be without calling the police or doing anything. And again, it's America. You're guilty. You're innocent until proven guilty. We get that. But there was a grand jury. And the other one that I want to know is, how could McClearly possibly be on the sideline for a game on Saturday? Any man who could stand there and see what he allegedly saw and leave and have to go and talk to his daddy? He was a 28-year-old grown man who was the former quarterback at Penn State. He could have taken that Sandusky down with probably one right hook. How could you just leave and not do anything? I mean, the whole thing, again, all allegedly, but this is in grand jury testimony. And that was the biggest thing that our audience was saying. The audience of Fox Sports Radio was just saying, are you kidding me? I mean, people were just like in disbelief. It was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That they're outraged that people are upset about this.
Yeah, I agree. How much do you think this taints Joe Pa's legacy?
Oh, legacy, schmegacy. I mean, please. It's like the man has to be fired to be gotten rid of in the first place. I mean, I the last time I recall this one was when it was Bobby Bowden, and not that Bobby Bowden had any scandal like this. I don't mean that. But where they overstayed their welcome by 10, 12, 13, 15 years. I mean, let's get real and let's be honest. There are probably members of that board of trustees who are like, thank Lord God we finally got rid of this man. I mean, Joe Pa, has he really been coaching Penn State these last 10 years? Think about it. Is this man working 15 hours a day? Like,
no.
You talk about how coaches have cots in the offices and they work 15 hours a day and they barely get a few hours sleep. Please, this man has not been the real coach of Penn State University for a long, long time. He's been their iconic leader, but who do you think really has been coaching? It's probably the gentleman who's going to be coaching on the sidelines on Saturday.
Yeah, I agree with you, absolutely. And now they're saying, too, on Facebook, finally, something for the victims, that there's going to be a blueout at Saturday's game against Nebraska, encouraging, you know, everybody to wear blue, not so much for the school, but to support the victims of child abuse worldwide, because there's a blue ribbon campaign that would correlate with that started 22 years ago. And, okay, finally, you had to bang some of these kids across the head with this, but at least they're going to do that for, you know, whatever that's worth. But I think...
Yeah, but you know what? It's lip service, Kate.
Yeah,
lip service.
I agree.
You had a major university where everyone from the president to the athletic director to the head coach to the assistant coaches. I mean, come on. Come on. We are best of friends. I probably know everything that you've ever done, and you pretty much know everything I've ever done. Are you telling me out of the entire staff of Joe Paterno's current coaches, the gentleman that's going to be on the sidelines has been the one that's been his defensive coordinator since he took over for Sandusky in like 99 or 2000. You
right.
don't think those rumors haven't been around for years and decades about Sandusky, and they've all just said, what, it's like, are we watching, what was that movie when we were little, Westworld or something, like little drones walking around? I mean, Happy Valley? Is this like a reality show where they all are like little drones? It's unbelievable to me.
I know, I agree. And you're right about that. The gossip would have to have been there. He was there for so long. It is an unbelievable cover-up. Unbelievable. Andy Zdarvich, Director of Programming, Fox Sports Radio Network. Thanks so much for coming on the show, pal.
You're welcome, Kate. Have a good night.
All right, you too. So she's right. I mean, she really summed it up when she said that. You think of how many people knew, and the tentacles of this go beyond just a handful of people, certainly. Sports is very gossipy. And in the case of Sandusky, that's it. I mean, who knows? He retires in 99, but yet, he still has an office, or did have an office at Penn State, and was using the facilities and was using the showers there. Because for goodness sake, that's where the grad student went in and saw him. And that is just inexcusable. Unbelievable. I mean, this goes down, and she's right about that. When you talk about other things that have happened, other people that have gotten clipped by the NCAA, it pales in comparison to the scandal at Penn State. Hey, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, certainly you're welcome to 800-259-5791. I'll meet you on the flip side.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Joe Pa, the iconic coach for Penn State, forever and a day, said, with the benefit of hindsight, I wish I had done more. Really? Well, they did more to him, letting him go, realizing that there's just no way at the magnitude of this, and with all the questions, how could the Penn State University trustees just let Joe Paterno resign at the end of the season, and that would be okay. Now, the Penn State students were stunned, and they were milling around the campus, rioting, congregating all over the place, and outside of Joe Pa's house as well on the lawn, he came out and said hi to them and said, you know, it's going to take getting used to because he's been doing this for 61 years. And as I mentioned, when this was first announced, because somebody had to be the bearer of bad news for Joe Paterno. I think it was good news because this should have happened immediately. But John Surma, the vice chairman of trustees, was the one who made the official announcement to the world that Joe Pa was history and was no longer the head football coach.
Joe Paterno is no longer the head football coach. Effective immediately.
Yeah, and Graham Spanier, who had been the president of the school since 1995, he was also gone as well. And this was a unanimous decision, so nobody was hedging on this. Immediately, boom, that was the decision that he had to go. It was smart. It's what should have happened here because it was so wrong what's going on in that campus. Imagine, I keep going back to this in my head. It's the, I mean, again, these are allegations, but we know what at least the former football player saw, graduate student, now receivers coach. So imagine the time that lapsed between him walking in on the shower and allegedly seeing Jerry Sandusky, the former defensive coach, former defensive coordinator, sodomizing a 10-year-old. And then yet he's still around the program. He still has his charity going, the second mile where he's finding these kids, and nobody's saying anything. That's ridiculous. It's outrageous. It's unbelievable. And it's not lost on someone who holds Penn State near and dear to his heart, Matt Millen.
The EPA needs to be rebuilt.
But
there's no doubt about
but
that.
But you can't name the third one?
The third agency of
government. It's a sad day, obviously. I think it's a sad day for college football. I think it's a sad day for football, period. There's the business of running a university, and that is what the Board of Trustees, they pushed through tonight, and they made the decision for in the best interest of the university.
Yeah, and he's right. That's what had to happen here, because the university trumps football, and it had to do that here. Now, Rod Erickson, the executive VP and provost of the school, is going to be the interim president at this point. And it's going to be reaction, I'm sure, for the rest of the week. But there's more reaction because more shoes are going to drop over Sandusky and what the retired defensive coordinator was allowed to get away with besides sexually assaulting a young boy in the shower at the campus football complex in 2002. And note the dates. He retires in 99. This happens in 2000. And two, now, to clear this up, Paterno reported the allegations to his boss, and the Pennsylvania Attorney General said it appeared Paterno met his obligations under state law. But, okay, so he met his obligations under state law, but shouldn't he have reported the suspected abuse to police? Think about it. Think in your own world. Imagine the shock if you walked in and saw something like that. And what if it was someone close to you? Would you really not report it? I mean, you have to think about what we're talking about here. Would you really not report that? I don't care if he was 23 years your defensive coordinator. And then still, for those other years, to have the second mile? Oh. All right, we have other things to talk about here on this show. As I mentioned, oh, by the way, and you heard a little snippet of it, we're going to let you hear what Rick Perry had to say, because he's dying to talk. I'm sure he would love for that to just go away, and we're going to tell you why coming up in our next segment. But the Republican debate, a couple of things came out. There was boos over questions to Herman Cain at the beginning, and, of course, you know, if you're doing this debate, they had to at least say it. They had to at least say it. Most of it centered around the economy and numbers and all that kind of stuff. Not at all about Herman Cain, just the very beginning. So we'll get to that. We'll get to Perry's oops, another big oops debate stumble. I mean, he's so out of his element, and it's starting to really, really show for Rick Perry, because nobody can help you, your knowledge, and what you think and what you're trying to say when you're on the stage by yourself. It doesn't matter how prepped you are or polished you think that you are. National politics, running to become or try to become the leader of the free world, is serious business. And there's only so much BS you can kind of get away with. And there's a big difference in making the leap. There is a huge difference in making that leap. So we'll let you hear his oops minute. And I don't know, maybe people are too hard. Maybe, you know, for some, they just don't operate well in debates. Remember, and probably this is the setup. You know when you throw something out and you say you're not going to do it because you didn't do so, you weren't so good at it the first time around, but everybody tells you, no, you have to do this. You have to. And you just... you have a bad feeling about it, and you already put that out there. He had already done that because he stunned a lot of people when he said there was too much gotcha in debating, and he didn't like it. He didn't like how everybody went after the front runner, because that's what happened to him in Florida. And then, of course, Kane ended up taking over in most of the polls. So he had already said it many times that he didn't want all these to be part of all these debates, and yet he was talked into jumping back into it again. And he got stung. I think that's probably part of it. He just got stung, absolutely. And this is definitely not his best place to be set up in this push to become the president on the Republican side. See, it's like Mitt Romney. He is the establishment candidate. He knows how to handle things under fire. He knows how to handle crisis. He knows how to handle ridiculous questions or questions that would be disarming. He can immediately pick up the ball on that. He's smooth when it comes to it. Kind of like Barack Obama when he was running and how he quickly moved up the chain, because he didn't have a lot of experience on the national scene, but he was able to spin things around pretty quickly when he would be blindsided by a comment or two. And Kane doesn't seem to have any trouble. He just answers. He just says he never, with these allegations, he never abused anyone, any of that kind of stuff. And he was doing that before all of that broke. He was quick at deflecting, and he was quick at brushing off a question that, you know, he didn't want to answer or whatever. He knew how to do that. So he's not a polished politician, but he's a truther kind of guy, meaning he speaks his own truth, and that works because it's authentic. Whatever comes out, it's authentic, and it doesn't feel like he's trying to feed you the answer. And I think with Perry, that's probably the problem. There's so many people around him telling him, we'll just do this and then say this. And then before you know it, he doesn't even know what's inside his own head. At that point, he's done. And in the middle of this debate that we're going to talk about, something else, a couple of different things happened. One, shocking story about this landfill and what happens. You know, first we had the thing about body parts that were missing, meaning remains from war-torn areas, body parts that they couldn't find. And we had the cemetery that was picked apart. And now they're talking about ashes from service members' remains that went to the landfill. Boy, the more they dig, the worse that this gets. We're talking about cremated body parts that were just dumped until 2008. And, of course, the survivors had no knowledge of that. The practice was stopped, and the remains from cremated body parts are disposed at sea. Doesn't that seem better? So the landfill disposal of ashes, the Washington Post broke this story, shocking to so many. Come on. So giving life, the blood, everything left over in Afghanistan or, let's say, Iraq, and in some terrible, terrible areas, and this is what a family has to be told. I mean, now that's what they have to be thinking, because now the story has broken, so that's what that must be in some of their heads. Military escorts accompanied the remains that they came up with to a crematorium near Dover Air Force Base, by the way, a mortuary there, processing the remains of the service people that were killed overseas. But how does that happen? That's another one of the, you got to be kidding me. You have to be kidding me. There's not care taken there. That's what they do. And I guess to back it up, what they're saying is, well, but wait a second. You know, the common thing that we do is residual matter. After incineration, that's what we do. We dispose of it by the contractor in the landfill, and geez, and then trying to come back on this. Well, geez, maybe we could have done it better. Maybe we could have done that better. Maybe the people who lost loved ones and knew this about, found out this about the ashes, didn't really need to know that. Oh, just reliving it for a second time. All right, we're going to relive the debate coming up next on the flip side.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MaineMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Gears here on ATN, and as I said, the other big buzz that people are talking about, because, listen, maybe it's better than reality TV, I don't know, or because people are sick of what's happening in Washington, they can't get enough of these Republican debates, so every network is honestly scrambling to get them when they're getting the millions of viewers that end up coming up when Nielsen does their overnight ratings. I bet you this also will be a highly rated debate. So CNBC, they'd love to get some decent ratings. They jump in on the action, especially when so much of what we are concerned about, not so much the Kane nonsense, but the economy and the jobs and what's going to happen. You know, because of the horrible thing at Penn State, because of the sexual harassment claims, the whole circus surrounding Herman Cain. One thing that has gotten lost, and we've talked about it, is this global financial crisis, because we can't pretend it's not happening, and most people don't understand how it affects the United States. But I always use the example of the 401k. Your 401k probably went down today because the market tanked. Why did the market tank? It's very simple. A plus B equals C. Negative news tanks the market. It equals less money in your account. You're just a working person. Working person, working hard. You have one of those jobs where you're lucky you do have the money that's matched or some of it's matched or whatever, but you have something there you're hoping in addition to. You have an addition to whatever else you have going on to try to cover your retirement. So when the Europeans say, forget Italy, they screwed themselves. We're not going to bail them out, too. Why do we have to bail them out? The Germans are tired. I'm not bailing anyone else out. We bailed out the Greeks. We bailed them out. We are not bailing out Italy. So it goes Italy, Spain, Ireland. That's what's happening because of banks too big to fail. Things that were done are now the repercussions are, it's starting to come back. It's like a tsunami that really you can't stop unless you bail them out, unless Europe bails them out. And they're not going to do it, at least not right now, unless something changes there. And that's not good. That's not good for the United States because it does affect us. It affects our markets, and we clearly saw some evidence of that today. This is why I believe we're seeing so many people really have a genuine interest in what the politicians are saying that are trying to grab the Republican nod for president, trying to get ultimately the one man, well, I could say woman if you want to count Michelle Bachmann, left standing to face off against the current president, the incumbent, Barack Obama. And it depends on who you talk to, because I've talked to some Democratic strategists off the record who say, they, and I believe them, that they are a little concerned. And they keep saying they're concerned about Romney, which I can't believe they're concerned about Romney, but okay. In polls, where is he showing up? And where is he showing up in polls if he were to go up against Barack Obama? And then there's others that say there's just no way because of what's been happening in these debates. And there's all these candidates boiling it down to one. But that's the thing. That's the process. So that's what you do. If it were the Democrats, they would be doing the same thing. Remember when the Democrats had all their debates, and this was after the Bush era, or was going to be the end of the Bush era, and you saw what the Democrats were doing, right? And it was wide open then because you didn't have Bush already did his two terms. So at the beginning of this time around in Michigan, how many of these debates have we had? This time around, at the very beginning, Maria Bartiromo asked Kane about the allegations in her own way.
In recent days, we have learned that four different women have accused you of inappropriate behavior. Here we're focusing on character and on judgment. You've been a CEO.
Yes.
Did you hear the boos? I mean, you heard that, right? They not happy with not happy with the question that she had to ask. And I think she had to ask it. She had to throw it out there. But then there was this to Romney. Check out his response.
Herman Cain is the person to respond to these questions. He just did. The people in this room and across the country can make their own assessment. I'm not going to.
Yeah, and see how excited the crowd got because they agreed. I mean, it's obvious that Herman Cain has a lot of people that are rooting for him, has a lot of people that are saying, you know what, these are allegations or this is what people are talking about. Let's see the cold, hard facts. Let's see those. You know, show us those. And what a lot of others will say, Democrats, also some of the other Republicans who are running, well, remember what happened at the National Restaurant Association with the two women who were paid off. And people keep using this word, they were paid off. They were paid your salary. So I guess in a sense, they signed the confidentiality agreements. So therefore, what do we know happened? And I think that's part of the problem. The way the story was first broke on Politico and the anonymous sources and all that stuff, I think that immediately sent people to Kane's defense. Absolutely. All right, part of this debate, the governor of Texas, who jumped in and had a little fairy tale couple of weeks where he was high in the polls. Remember, he was in double digits and he was challenging Romney. And in fact, in some polls, he was actually ahead of Romney. But boy, he was stumped again. And it's like I said, going into this, he knows this is another oops moment. He is not strong at this. He stumbled badly when talking about his plan for government. Take a listen.
The EPA needs to be rebuilt.
But you
no
can't,
doubt about
but you
that.
Can't name the third one?
The third agency of government.
Yeah.
I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see.
Oh,
I can't. The third one, I can't. It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, and the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
You know what? All you can do, I mean, he did the right thing. All you can do is laugh after that. He was flustered. And what you don't hear in radio is there was 45, I could drive a truck through it, painful seconds of trying to remember the name of the third of the three federal agencies that he would cut as the Republican presidential candidate, right? And, you know, he could have said anything. It goes to what you would cut. I love Ron Paul, though. Ron Paul was almost trying to help him. He said, EPA. And, you know, Perry said, yeah, EPA, there you go. Because the Environmental Protection Agency. That worked out. And they just, you know, they just moved on from that. But because he's had such a tough time in the debates, his performance has been kind of mediocre. He's been in the middle of the pack. And he's down in the polls. It was easy to jump on this. And now has he collapsed? Is this the end of the road? Is it too big of an oops moment for him or what? I was looking at Twitter and some of the tweets that people were very harsh to Perry, saying it's the most embarrassing moment of the campaign. He was unable to remember the third cabinet department he would eliminate. How could this man be president? How can he recover from that? It'd be impossible. And somebody else I read said it has to be the most embarrassing moment of any debate ever, at least any that I have ever seen. And you know what? He did the right thing by making a joke. In fact, I like the quote. He tried to make light of it afterwards and said, I'm sure glad I had my boots on because I sure stepped in it out there. That says it all.